Why do we always get it backwards? Why do we always get it turned around? Just look at this leader of the synagogue in our gospel reading. Here he is in the very presence of a miraculous healing of a woman who had been suffering for 18 years, and instead of praising God with her, instead of rejoicing at the blessings of God made manifest in their presence, he became indignant. He was offended because in his mind, Jesus had broken the law. Healing, that's work. That is not allowed on the Sabbath day of rest. Why do we always get it backwards? Why do we turn things around? If I were to ask you, tell me about the Sabbath commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What would you say it means? You might give a variety of answers, such as, on Sunday we should work, not work. On Sunday we shouldn't mow the grass. On Sunday, we should go to church. Again, I ask, why do we always get it backwards? Why do we always turn things around? Why do we tend to think so often of the law of God as a burden that we're forced to carry? Why do we think of God as one who demands and restricts and binds us so we can't do what we want to do? To put it into today's language, we might think these commandments really cramp our style. That law is a big old pain in the rear. Why does God have to take all the fun out of life? The question is, why do humans always get it backwards? Why do we want to turn things around? And the answer is, of course, sin. Sin, that means the focus on me. Our ever-present temptation to turn away from others and turn towards self. Because of sin, we misunderstand God's law. We misinterpret this commandment and so much of the rest of the law as something that restricts self, which negatively impacts me, something which limits my freedom. The commandments in our minds can become something like this. On the Sabbath, in order to receive God's blessings, in order to be faithful and righteous and disciples, we must do this and we must do that and we must deny and restrict ourselves and not do these things. This is where the brokenness of sin leads us, just like the leader in the synagogue in the gospel story today. But the good news is Jesus has come to set us free. Jesus has come to make us whole. Jesus has come to heal us. This is God's purpose. Even through the law, through commandments, God's intention is to bless us, to help us, to heal us. This is the good news that Jesus proclaimed when he healed this woman who had been crippled for 18 years. God, Jesus proclaims, has come to heal us, to unbind us, to set us free. My children, Jesus says, the Sabbath was made for you, a day to rejoice over the freedom God gives, time to praise and thank God for gifts of healing and wholeness, a day to celebrate that the kingdom of God, God's reign, is being offered to you as a gift. Celebrate and let go of the cares of the driven world. Be healed of the wounds which the world inflicts. Step away, be released from bondage to hatred and evil, selfishness and greed, sin and death. The Sabbath, Jesus is saying, is not about what you can do or you cannot do. It's about what God is doing, what God is bringing into being in our midst. God is setting us free, not binding us up more tightly. The question is, why do we see it backwards? Why do we turn God's word around? So I want to ask you to think about this. How are you like that poor, long-suffering woman in the story? What has you bent? Unable to stand? What is wearing you down? What is the burden that's breaking your spirit? Jesus is calling out to you, let me hold on to you. Let me touch you with my power. You have come to this place. I am here. Don't be afraid to share your burdens in prayer. I want to help you, journey with you, bring you wholeness and healing and rest and peace. Friends, let me ask you, how are you like that irritated, offended leader in the story? How have you been resentful of others? Have you felt life was unfair? Do you feel like God has given you more than you can bear and made it too easy for others? Do you worry about others and whether they've been faithful enough, good enough, done what they should have? Today, Jesus is calling to us. I'm not here to burden you or anyone else. I'm not here to hold up the measuring stick to see if you're good enough. I'm here to free you, to free all of God's children. You don't have to spend your life worrying about whether those around you are living up to my standards. You have come to this place, and I am here with you. Leave that fear and frustration with me. Don't be afraid to share your burdens. I want to help you. I want to journey with you, bring you wholeness and healing and rest and peace. This is the good news of Sabbath. Finally, fellow followers of Jesus, I want you to think about this. How are you called to be like Jesus in the story? Who can you help? How can you reach out? Who do you know who is bent with the burdens of life? Who is trodden down? How can you share God's love? How can your time make a difference in someone's life? Your talents, your skills. How can you make someone else's life more peaceful, more abundant? Your gifts, your compassion, your resources, your love. How are you called to bring wholeness and healing and rest and peace? In this story, to me, Jesus is speaking to us. You are mine. I have chosen you. created you, blessed you, renewed you, loved you, and in you I want to bring into being life abundant, life forever, life overflowing with joy and peace. I am here to free you. To God be the glory. Let us rejoice. You have come to this place to celebrate. I am here, says our Christ. You may share your burdens in prayer with one another. I will help you, journey with you, bring wholeness and healing, rest, peace, not only to you, but to others through you. This is the good news. The law, the commandments, the Sabbath day, it's not about what you must do, what you must not do. It's about what God is doing, what God is inviting us to enter into. God is transforming the world, bringing the kingdom, the reign of God, the community of God into being, bringing abundant life into being in us, in our midst, in the community, in the world. Let us rejoice. Let us rest in God. For God is setting us free. And God will bring freedom to the children of this earth through all of us. Amen.